Hello, everyone. Our subject for tonight is called Half Messages. Half Messages. And our verse is Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Our lives sometimes bear half messages. When we go through a trial, we go through weeping, sorrow, pain, and severe affliction. We do not see the other half of the message because the Lord does not reveal it yet, and it is like hidden in a fog. But the fog will lift, and we will get to see the other happy half. Jesus is the author of happy endings, who uses the time in between to mature us, but he eventually brings our trials to a happy ending. Examples: Jacob lived a life of half a message, the loss of Joseph, the loss of Benjamin, and the loss of Simeon. All these things are against me, Jacob said. But the happy ending was that Joseph was alive, and so was Benjamin and Simeon, and all lived happily in the land of Goshen. That was the other half of the message. David lived a life of half a message, fugitive for 13 years. He then finally ruled as king over Judah. That was the other happy half of the message. Abraham lived half a message with Ishmael and no heir. But the other part of the message was Isaac was born. The disciples lived a half message when Christ was buried, but he arose was the other part of the message, and Joseph, his half message was in prison, but the other part of the message, Joseph became Pharaoh. Someone said, one of my favorite illustrations is how the news of the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo was communicated to England. The message had four words. Only the first two were communicated because of a heavy fog. What got through was only Wellington defeated. England lived in disappointment for 24 hours. Then the fog lifted and the whole message was completed. It read, Wellington defeated the enemy. That was a joy to all of England. The same happened when Jesus died. It was Jesus defeated. 3 days later, Jesus defeated the enemy and he arose. Between our trials and our victories, the Lord appoints a span for our learning and character building. It would be a shame if while awaiting our happy ending, we live a life of sadness, discouragement, confusion, and defeat. Beloved, waiting on God brings us to our journey's end quicker than our own feet. God brings our affliction and he raises the storm. He also times it. He works through it and ends it with great results. In Nahum 1:12 it says, I have afflicted you and I will afflict you no more. Whatever span we are meant to endure, he walks with us and comforts our hearts while changing us within. A jewel is a bit of ordinary earth which has passed through some extraordinary experiences. Saints have sung their sweetest when the thorn has pierced their hearts. Sorrow produces song in the night. Job wept, David wept, Jeremiah wept, Jesus wept, Hannah wept, Joseph wept, and Jacob wept. Israel wept at Chebar, and Peter wept. David said, my tears have been mingled with my drink, but thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Psalms 30, verse 11. The Lord does more in us during the difficult times, but in the good times we do not do well. In the good times, Eve fell. In the good times, Israel made a golden calf to worship. And David committed adultery with Bathsheba. In the good time, Samson fell with Delilah. And Dinah went to town and was violated. In Canaan, Israel forsook God. In the good times in Canaan also, Israel got fat and kicking. Jacob's sons slaughtered a whole village, and Joseph's brother sold him to Egypt. Therefore, the cold winter is as necessary as the warmth of summer. The Lord knows how much we need the north winds of adversity and trial. Someone said, if everything were easy and soft and beautiful in our lives, there would be so little for God that could delight his heart. This is why our end is better than our beginning. Jacob's end was better in Goshen. Joseph's end was better as Pharaoh. David's end was better as king. Hannah's end was better as mother. Jesus' end was better seated at his father's right hand. I love this little poem. It says, for every hill I had to climb, for every stone that bruised my feet, for all the blood and sweat and grime, for blinding storms and burning heat, my heart sings but a grateful song. These were the things that made me strong. We ought to know also that it sweetens every sorrow to know what can come of it. It sweetens every sorrow to know that it shall pass. It sweetens every sorrow to know that he is behind it all. It sweetens every sorrow to know that the fog will be lifted and we will be better afterwards. Also remember the words of Frederick Temple when he said, every trial that we pass through is capable of being the seed of a noble character. Every temptation that we overcome in the path of duty is another chance of filling our souls with the power of heaven. Dear ones, when the span of your trial is over and your darkened veil is lifted, then the Lord will show you why it is you had to suffer and why you could not feel his hand as it worked behind the scenes. He will also show you that all his testings had a purpose to make you the vessel he wants you to be. Therefore, do not let your sorrow deprive you of his goodness. Do not let your tears block out his blessings. And do not let your pain blind you to his wondrous work prepared for you. Please do not let your affliction harden your heart to his voice. Remember what God said in Exodus 19:4, I have brought you unto myself. In our pain, we must cling closer to our God as he continues his work on us, and he will surprise us with a happy ending. He hems us in with the storm, but he sets our spirits free. Amen.